Blog Talk Radio.
Are you an exceptional woman looking for love who will not settle for less? If you are truly ready to meet the right man for you, stay tuned to hear about a very special summit. And before I begin speaking to the summit host today, Paulina Solda, I really want to share with you how important it is for all of us to focus on love and caring and becoming the most caring person we can be, because there is so much negativity in the news, and every one of us can have an effect on the people in our life by the way we think, act, and speak. So welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the powerful Healing Through Love lessons. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. And in every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are offering wonderful messages for the world and proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Paulina Solda, certified coach and dating expert, is the CEO and founder of Find Love and Keep It, a New York City-based dating and relationship company that empowers women to date with crystal clarity, master their mindset, and develop high self-value skills. And we're going to talk more about self-value so that they can fall in love and create a fulfilling, lasting relationship with the right man. Join the Meet and Marry Mr. Right Summit at the link that's on this webpage. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Paulina Solda.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And it's very healing as well, because you really walk your talk, healing through love. And you are so empowering and consistent in your message, focusing on love. So I just love being here with you now and talking about that. I feel like everyone, and I know you agree with me, everyone needs to hear this message.
That is for sure. And I'm realizing that we need to have the people who are aware of this to share their message now more than ever. So I would like to begin by asking you to tell us about your background, education, training. What led you to get interested in working with women and helping them to find love and then creating your own organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you ask about some of the kind of the theoretical, like the education, the credentials, that what, and I, of course, I am a strong believer in getting, so I have two master's degrees, so I believe in education and the value of education, of course, and of course, multiple times certified coach. What I want to start with actually is what got me to do what I do is my own life experience. So it's the struggle that I had in my own life, navigating dating, relationships, and failing more than once in this area. And that's why I'm saying that while, you know, credentials and education are important, what really led me is that the personal journey. And once I was able to resolve those blocks and get on the path of finding and keeping love, which is what my company stands for, find, love, and keep it, because I believe it's not just about finding the right person. It's also creating a lasting, and I would say lifelong, relationship with that person. So it comes from that experience, right, of ups and downs and lessons learned and a lot of healing in the process and a lot of self-love that I developed and really tapped into throughout the journey that led me to do what I do, because I see so many women struggling with the same things I struggled with. And the good news is that
Paulina, why don't you share just a few of the things that you personally struggled with that you realized and overcame?
Yeah. So, well, one thing is it comes to not knowing your own value. So self-love and self-worth. And what I mean by that is when I was in my early 20s, so first of all, I grew up in a single parent household. So I've seen my father once in my entire life, and there is no male figure in my mom. The single mom, and she did her best to raise me. So when I grew up and I was a young adult, when I met someone who liked me, for me that was like, wow, somebody actually wants to be with me, somebody actually loves me and likes me. And it wasn't even about what I wanted, what my vision was, who would be my ideal partner. So I actually was married early on just because I had this man who liked me, and we started dating, and then we moved in together, and then we got married. But it wasn't coming from that place of what is my vision? What do I really want to create? What kind of partnership? What kind of relationship? I wasn't clear about that. I wasn't clear about what I was bringing to a relationship, my own value. And so what happened as a result is we grew apart. And I know for a lot of people it happens, you know, a lot of marriages break because people grow apart. And so when I made that to myself, so it was in my early 20s, and when I found myself being single and dating in my early 30s, I made that commitment so that I make the most important choice I make, who is my partner, who I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. That is the most important choice, and I will make it from a place of clarity, what I want to create from that vision. And I will not settle for less, and I will not compromise in any way. And I will also base it on common values and common vision. So now, 10 years later, when I'm in my 40s, I've created all of that. We have a beautiful family. My husband and I have been together for almost a decade. And that's what I want for everyone. So it's possible. Like where I was in my 20s versus where I was in my 30s, completely different.
Now, I heard something that you said that is really the key to all of it, and it was this commitment. And we think of commitment as making a commitment to the other person, but that's not the commitment that you made. You made a commitment to yourself to make the choice, you know, to choose wisely, to choose someone for a lifetime that's really going to be a partner that fits with your values. I mean, so many of us make a commitment to this person, but what if this person doesn't provide the values and isn't the right connection for us in the long run? So that commitment is such an important piece.
Absolutely.
The commitment to love also. The commitment to be loving. So the next question I have is, you say you dated over 100 men process when you were single.
I went on over 100 dates.
Trying to find
over 100 dates. Not like, so there's not 100 men. It was maybe fewer people, but more, like overall, over 100 dates in a year.
I've
gotten a lot of dates.
100 dates in a year. There's a little difference there, but I got it. But anyway,
totally.
you discovered something about attracting the right man. So what did you discover?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's such a great question. And that was a huge breakthrough. That was actually what made the difference in my love life. Just because, and I see it so often. So what happens is that we women think we know exactly who we're looking for. Okay, we have a type. We just so certain. And what happens is that we go into dating and into dating, playing the dating game, going online, and then we're not finding anybody. Everybody's not a quality or not a match. And what happens is that the type that we have is one of the reasons that keeps us single. So what I've done is I've actually shifted my mindset around it. And I went on a date and I gave a chance to someone who was not my type. Because I just like, look, you know, I'm playing this numbers game, and a lot of people say dating is a numbers game. It's yes and no, it's both, because you can be playing that game for the rest of your life, right? So there is a point where I just said to myself, I'm doing the same thing. I'm going for the same, like, this is the kind of man I want. What if it's not the most important thing? Like the characteristics, you know, maybe the physical. Like, women will dismiss men online based on their look, based on their picture, based on a few sentences. It just doesn't make sense. It's totally, completely, like, not giving yourself a chance. So what I've done is I went out with a man who wasn't my type. The attraction, I would say, I always looked for, like, 8 or 9 on the scale from 0 to 10. The attraction maybe was 5 or 6. And I went mm-hmm. on a date, and then I gave it another chance. And we had the official first date. So I'm not counting the zero date when you just meet for the first time. But the official first date was incredible. And we had so much fun. There was no pressure, which is another thing. When you really like somebody, you put away, like, oh, my God, does he like me? Like, you have all this energy, and it's like, there, it wasn't. Because the guy was crazy about me, and I could just be myself and relax. But how I felt around him, like, I felt like a queen. I still feel that way 10 years later. And that made a difference. He wasn't my type, but as I got to know him, I gave him a chance. And we had the same vision. Like, I wanted to have a family. I wanted to be married again and have a child. And he was open to that, which is very important. He wasn't one of those guys who would say, I'm not sure, maybe someday, I'm not ready now, maybe 5 years from now. No, he was like, if that's important to you, I'm in. And so commitment right there. I was committed to my vision. I would walk away. That is another thing. I would walk away if he didn't have the same vision for the relationship and the life, like family and marriage. I would walk away. So that made a huge difference, and that's why I am where I am today.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you've done, because so many women choose a man because he's sexy, you know, and good looking. Look around, I'm in Florida, and there's a lot of older people here. And that same man who was so good looking in his 20s or 30s might not look so good later on. And if you really love who the person is and their qualities, that lasts, that you feel for the rest of your life.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, I just want to clarify that I'm not saying that attraction is not important. You know, there is a famous, like, one of the mentors, Evan Pagan, he wrote Double Your Dating, the first dating advice for men book. He said attraction is not a choice. So you absolutely want to be attracted. So I actually will tell my clients, if attraction below 5, then don't bother. But if it's 5 or 6, give it a chance, because I know in my own experience that attraction will grow. There are other things, how man shows up. He puts an effort. He makes you feel like safe and loved and like queen. Like, that attraction will go to like level 8. It just doesn't happen right away because of some physical, you know, physical like aspect, right? Which is not important. Like, 10 years later, what's more important, again, of the values, like you said, aging people. Like my husband, he's a little older than I, but the level of energy and like all the travel and all the fun things we do, like going skiing for like 2 weeks every winter, every day, like that's what matters. Like we have so much in common, so many passions that we share. And so it doesn't matter. Like I got away from that, like the age, like what age it must be. It doesn't really matter because it's really about your mindset. It's your attitude towards life. And it's who you are, like at the core of what your values are, because you can meet somebody who is younger than you, and then, but they don't have any appetite for life, or they don't have any enthusiasm or energy or desire to do things. So there's a lot of things attention to that are really not important, like age.
But I'm realizing as you're talking about that attraction mm-hmm. quality, it isn't necessarily mm-hmm. that the person has beautiful features. He might not be so handsome, might not be so mm-hmm. tall, might not be so fit, but if he's resistant and difficult to get and puts you down and does those kind of things, mm-hmm. sometimes for many women that's attractive because maybe she doesn't feel good about herself and she wants to win him over. But what you're mm-hmm. saying is you knew your own value. And that would not be acceptable, and you would have walked away right away
exactly.
if you saw that stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why we made a whole circle here, going back into healing, which is what you're expert on, healing through love, is that when you heal your own wounds, when you cultivate that self-love within yourself, you will no longer, it just automatically happens, you will no longer be attracted to someone who's playing games with you, who's putting you down, who's making you feel like less than or unwanted or not desired. It's like you're not going to play that game anymore. And that's why healing is so important. And of course, self-love and really investing in yourself, getting the support, right? And that's why I've created this online show, or you call it summit, where, all the rock star experts in the area of dating and relationship advice, like Dr. Erica and so many other experts on the show, and including me as well, all of us came together to give you the tools and give you a mindset shift so that you can heal and you can create more love in your life for yourself first, most importantly, and then bring that love and healing into all of your dating experiences and relationships.
Yeah, I would like to add something about that self-love. I've known many women, many of my clients, who love themselves in a business environment. They're really successful. They take a stand. They don't put up with mm-hmm. things. They speak up. And yet, when it comes to a relationship, I think it's part of what you said. They push away anyone that they don't feel that immediate attraction, 9 or 10 attraction to. So they keep choosing men that are not really good for them, not really what they want as a partner. So mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. another question here before we continue. Like, what is the biggest misconception that women have about men?
Oh, the biggest misconception that men are just like us women. We're not.
Yes.
That's kind of that is funny. given the time we have together left, that's just the biggest misconception. Men are not women, and we can't treat them just like our girlfriends and expect them to be the way, you know, our best girlfriends are. It just doesn't work with that. They're different, with that way brain works differently. And I'll just give you a perfect example because, as you know, we just celebrated our son's 6th birthday and we put an incredible yes. party. And there was one thing that kind of, well, it's, you know, I take responsibility for that, but kind of went out of control party. we went with this guy who was recommended to us instead of a lady who was Spanish speaking, and I just was concerned about her understanding me well, so her English level. So, but the guy spoke both languages, Russian and English, so he could well understand me. But what happened is that he just, like, men just don't, their brain doesn't function the same. He just didn't see the things at the party that needed to be done, like we women see. We can multitask. Like, we look around our environment and every little detail. Like, there is a dirty plate. It will be talking to us. Like, you have to remove it. Like, and man is just wired differently. We'll see one thing. We'll focus on one single task. So he, the entire party, focused on one single task, which was serving alcohol to people. And then the whole place kind of became, started a mess. And I was like, hey, look at that. And he just couldn't see that. So just a good example. And I was like, you know what? I told the manager, he's a great guy. Next time I'm getting a lady for this reason, because men are just wired differently. So it's not his fault. But that's just an example. We expect somebody to be like us, and they're not.
That's very funny, to really give a good example of that. All right, so now another question is, what is the most important quality that men look for in a woman?
Such a great, I love this question, because I feel like it's just such a, it's like such an empowering response, because it has nothing to do with your looks. Like I said, age has nothing to do. Like, I'm in my 40s now. I'm stronger and more fit and lean and more energy than I was in my 20s. So it's like age doesn't matter at all. And most of my friends are like, actually, you know, it's the same way. So what really matters, if one thing matters more than anything, and that is appreciation. From a get-go, when you make him your hero, he will rise up. More likely than not, the majority of good men with a good heart who genuinely want a committed relationship, they want a partner in their life, they will rise up to that occasion. They will become your hero, will move mountains to be with you, to do the things that are important to you. Like, I gave you an example. My husband wasn't sure. He's like, I thought I would never have children. You know, I kind of like at this point in my life, but you know, if that's really important to you, and I enrolled him into that vision, he is the best bet ever now, 6 years later. You know, he was every step of the way planning this party with me. He was there. It's just beautiful to see. So when you appreciate the man, he will move mountains for you. Make him your hero, and he will be by your side for the rest of your life.
And to go along with that, if he doesn't value your appreciation, if he's playing games and if he's got emotional problems or
then he
an
doesn't
addiction
deserve
of
you,
some sort,
he's not, yeah, right. He's not worth it. He doesn't deserve you. Move on. There's always that next. That is the attitude that you have next. But give somebody a chance first. So I talked earlier about actually not dismissing people so quickly, right? You want to give somebody a chance. But when you give somebody a chance and they don't raise up to that occasion, and like I said, some men won't, so mm-hmm. It's fine. Some men will, some men won't. So what? Next. Until you meet someone who makes you feel like all the things that I told you about, loved, appreciated, secure, adored, safe, and his words and actions match. So it's the internal feeling you have, and it's also the actual results in real life, like the dates are planned, he shows up on time, he picks up the checks, like all of that is still well and alive. So it's absolutely possible for you. But be discerning.
Right. And
be very intentional. Mm-hmm.
I just spoke to someone this past weekend, a waitress, and she said, oh, men don't pay for dinners anymore. And I don't think that's true.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know where she works. Maybe it's the remand.
No,
go
no,
to
nice
an upscale.
Restaurant.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, so when you go to upscale romantic restaurants where most of the tables are with couple tables, you'll see all these couples. And even if you share, I mean, I'm treating, like the second trip we're going to, I'm treating my husband. I love it. So that's not the point. it's just the gesture. It's just giving. It's giving to give. It's appreciating each other. That's what makes that relationship thrive, alive and thrive.
Okay. So the next question is, why is it so hard for so many women who are successful in their business and their career and other aspects of life, and why is it so hard for them to find a lasting, loving relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a lot of it has to do with the energy, right? The energy we have to put out there. And I know that very well because I've been I had my own business for almost a decade. So it's very different energy, that masculine energy of like go-getter, make a decision, like leadership, like managing a team, you know, telling people what to do, making decisions. So there is a lot of that masculine do get accomplished, achieve. And even like this event, I mean, you can only imagine, right? Like, how, like what it takes, right, to put it all together.
Yes.
There is a lot of that do get done, accomplish, achieve. At the same time, this energy doesn't serve to our love life and our relationship. And I believe that it is a skill, and everyone can learn that skill to shift from your masculine into your feminine and actually transition into that and be able to do it elegantly and gracefully and quickly. Right, because we don't have the luxury of time, right? So we're all very busy. So, but get out of that busy energy and shift into your feminine, into allowing, receiving, where then you create space for a man to step up. Remember when I said, like, let him step up and be your hero? He can't step up and be your hero if there is no space for him. So that's the biggest reason and the biggest shift you want to make.
And then I just have another question similar to that, and maybe it's the same answer, I'm not sure. But what is really holding women back from creating the love they really want? Is there something else stopping them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say it's I think most of that is on the subconscious level. So if you're someone like I was, like going on dates, dating online, being on multiple apps, using Matchmaker service, like, but you're not working or going to events, right? Meeting men all the time, but you're not healing. So we're talking about, again, that you're not healing, you're not releasing, which is really healing what it's about. All healing is removing, releasing, letting go of all those inner blocks to love. And I would say 80-90% of them are on that subconscious level, if on the surface you're doing everything in terms of the strategies and tactics. So this is the biggest reason, and this is why it's so important that you work with someone professional who can guide you through those and help you release and resolve those fears. So a lot of that fears on the level of feelings and, of course, negative beliefs that just continue to perpetually create the kind of reality that you feel like stuck in and kind of going through the same merry-go-round and dating. So I feel that's like the biggest reason, removing those subconscious blocks and barriers to love.
So what is the like final takeaway that you would like our listeners to have about finding the right man and getting him to chase you and want to make a commitment to you?
Mm-hmm. Final takeaway is get very, very clear on your why, like why you want to have this man in your life. Like, what would it do for you? What is your hook? Like, what is your why? And get very, very clear on it. And become committed. Once you know what it is, what is your vision, then become 100% committed. Whatever it takes, make that. And the universe will test you. Like, men will show up who are non-committal, or ex-boyfriends will come, like, around from nowhere. The universe will test you, but make that commitment, stay committed to your vision. And, of course, getting the support is instrumental as you go on this journey, because it's so much easier when you don't have to do it all alone. which is a lot of that masculine energy again. So be open to receive, to get the support, and trust in the process.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. So now, before we finish, please tell us about the summit, what people can expect from this very special summit about meeting and marrying Mr. Right.
Yes, I would love to. So this is our third, I call it online show, so but summit is fine. So this is our first online show where called Meet and Marry Mr. Right. And, of course, there is a special link for everyone to join that. It's absolutely free. So we start live this Thursday, November 1st. So timing is perfect. And during this online show, you'll get access to incredibly valuable insights and wisdom and mindset shifts and strategies and tools from, I would say, world-leading dating and relationship experts. A lot of them are returning guests like Dr. Erica, who trusted advisors to millions when it comes to finding and keeping love. So I'm so excited for everyone to join us, me and Dr. Erica and other experts. We'll be doing daily Facebook Lives in the group. You can ask any questions, connect with our women. So we really want to create that community and support you in real time. And, of course, every day you'll be getting access to daily episodes with experts, which are really very intimate conversations. You, in the kind of setting that you just don't get to some of those experts, just given, you know, given the fact they work with thousands of people. So it's priceless, and I invite everyone to join. It's Meet and Marry Mr. Right, and again, the link is Dr. Erica's link. I understand you're going to share right where the link to our radio conversation, right?
Yes.
Great.
Well, Helena Solder, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me on the radio show and for all the beautiful work you're doing to help people create wonderful relationships, to find the partner that's good for them, and to have it lasting.
Thank you so much. It was a joy and privilege to be here with you, Dr. Eric, and everyone who is listening. Thank you for your attention, sending you much love.
And I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, for a complimentary Healing Through Love lesson. And there are some free reports and videos and audios, a lot of things if you look around the site. And what's coming up very soon, November 2nd, is I have a webinar, a training about 7 steps to creating lasting love. And you can go to lovenow.life/7steps training. And I look forward to seeing you on the Meet and Marry Mr. Right Summit, too. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.